Folks, one of the biggest perks of a Walt Disney World vacation is park-specific merchandise. But when exclusive goodies are released in a limited window outside one of our Disney trips, are we destined to go without that special something that's going to bring the magic into our lives? Of course not. We've got friends like Tracy and Rob over at Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping. Wishes and Dreams is a husband and wife owned and operated business that will purchase and ship all those park-specific items directly to you, straight from the heart of Walt Disney World itself. We're talking everything from Pandora bracelets to popcorn buckets like the new TIE Fighter bucket over at Hollywood Studios, event-exclusive items like Not So Scary and Very Merry t-shirts and magic bands. They even put together themed grab bags filled with all kinds of park-specific items. Wishes and Dreams is a true concierge service that boasts 100% customer satisfaction. You'll sleep better knowing that all merchandise is purchased inside the four Disney parks and Disney Springs. Nothing comes from a retail outlet or a Disney store at a local mall, and it's all sent directly to your front door. So what are you waiting for? Hop over to wishesanddreamshopping.com and send them a private message. Responses are typically sent out within mere minutes. Bring a little of the Disney parks into your home today over at wishesanddreamshopping.com. What's more, mention Two Men and the Mouse or Mouselaneous Discussions and receive a free surprise with your purchase.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 93 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on December 21st, 2015. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mandel.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You feeling holiday-ish down
there? I'm feeling magical holiday-ish. I'm coming home in 2 days, so, you know.
Is it weird to be down there? I mean, listen. It's going to be like this up here, but is it weird to be down there in 80 degrees the week of Christmas?
Yes, it has. It's been that way, you know, all of December, so it's, you know, been pretty crazy.
I don't know if you've heard.
I've heard that it's going to be 75.
I've heard
it's going to be 75 in New Jersey on Christmas Day. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you, so pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete! Pete!
Kevin.
Hello.
What's up in Orlando?
You know, Disney and Universal and, you know, just general heat.
Okay.
What's going on in New Jersey?
You know, everyone's getting ready for the big man, Santa's arrival.
Well, yeah, because the big man, Han Solo, had already arrived this past week.
Yeah, now we're in a post-Star Wars world.
We are, and you know what? I'm almost sad that that the movie came out.
Oh, don't say that.
I mean, I'm not, because I loved it, and like I loved every second of this movie.
Right.
And don't worry, folks, we're not about to like go spoiling everything. But we're it was such a pop culture phenomenon. Like everyone was talking about nothing but Star Wars for like 2 weeks. And I just feel sad.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
like,
longer than that.
Yeah, I just feel sad that like the hype train is now over.
I get that.
But so, without giving any spoilers, what'd you think of the film?
10 out of 10.
I agree. It was pretty much as perfect of a... I mean, you know, there were quote-unquote faults with it, but they weren't faults that I cared about.
Well, you know, let me just say, I mean, you know I run a store where all we do is talk about this kind of stuff.
Right.
So everyone has an opinion. I've had a couple people come in who just not happy.
Didn't
really like it. We weren't satisfied. And I sometimes think people just forget how to have fun in a movie theater.
I agree.
I mean, if you went to this movie and walked out and you were like, that's really just no good, then there's something up.
I think those are people that had unrealistic expectations, or people that just wanted it to be, you know, Luke, Han, and Leia again, like, against the world. And it couldn't be that.
Right.
So, but you know, the Disney Springs experience was one I will never forget.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, they had the big spotlights in the sky, banners everywhere. All the cast members in all of Disney Springs had lightsabers. Like, it was pretty incredible. You got there, you got in the line to get a wristband for the line for your theater showing, and that right. wristband had a number on it, and that was your place in line. So, like, I had, like, number 173, which meant in that line, I am number 173, no matter when I get there.
Okay.
So like, I didn't know they were doing that because there were some people that apparently went and got their wristbands at like 10 in the morning. So they were like first in line and they could have walked up like 10 minutes before, you know, their theater opened and gotten first in line. Which I think is pretty cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. So, but you know, it was a lot
as long as it all went well.
It was so funny though, because like my showing was midnight. So we're literally standing in line for the wristbands at about, I would say, 9 o'clock. Now this is right when the first showings are getting out. So people are bursting out of the movie theater, kids bursting right. out of the movie theater, all excited, and everyone in line with me for the wristbands panics because they're coming right for us and they're talking to each other. So now everyone is in a mass state of panic, and grown men and women are putting their fingers in their ears and la 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 la, like, because, you know, a kid doesn't know. A kid's going to walk up and be like, oh, did you see, remember when that happened? Like, yeah, I was right there. Thanks, kid.
You know, basically when we were going into the movie theater about 9:30, 9:45, there were already a sea of humanity outside who had seen the 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We were all like, what do we do? My friends all brought their, like, headphones.
Yeah, noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, they were just, you know, playing music. I went in with Ethan and my brother, and we were just like, you know what, we'll be all right. And we were. But, you know, you do run the risk of overhearing Homer Simpson say something. You
That's
know what,
I kept saying. I kept saying, I don't want a Homer Simpson moment.
Right.
If you don't know what we're talking about, folks, there was an episode of The Simpsons where they flash back to the 80s when Homer and Marge see Empire Strikes Back. And as they're walking out of the theater, Homer's going, I can't believe Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. And all the people in the movie there are like, oh. So, yeah, that was the moment that everyone was afraid of. Okay, so ready to jump into the news this week?
Yeah, give me some news.
Yeah, before that, folks, the news is brought to you this week by Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will help you plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. And he's helping Peter Mandel plan his Disney vacation right now.
He just helped me moments to recording this.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening to you guys talk about it. At no additional cost to you. So there you go. So worldwide news. They have added metal detectors to all four Disney parks at the entrance.
I read a pretty lengthy article about this.
Yeah, so they added metal detectors, and they had them in the AMC theater for Star Wars also.
And I've heard there's other security stuff going on as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, like there's Orange County sheriffs are all over the place. There's bomb-sniffing dogs at the TTC. So, like, you know, it's pretty, like, but they've always had bomb-sniffing dogs there.
I heard that children over the age of 14 will no longer allowed to wear costumes.
Yes, this is, yeah, so I'll get that. So first of all, no weapons of any kind, obviously, are allowed in the park, and now no toy guns.
Right.
You cannot have a toy gun, and they pulled all toy guns off the shelves, which the week that Star Wars comes out, that's a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, but, you know, you want a more civilized weapon anyway.
Yes, exactly. For a more civilized time. But now the other thing is no one over the age of 14 is permitted to wear a costume in the park anymore. So that's always kind of been the rule though. It's just that now they're enforcing it. Like I have literally stood in lines next to, you know, 20 and 30 something year old Anna's and Elsa's that just walked into the park wearing a costume.
Me too.
And I always like, so when I first got down here, I would be like, how did you get in with that? And they were like, oh, I just walked in. I guess they figure I don't look enough like her to, you know, to merit it. But now they're cracking the whip on that one. But now here's the question everyone's asking. Does this mean...
Yeah.
Does this mean Not So Scary will no longer allow costumes? That's the big question.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I don't know. I also... Is it wrong that I'm kind of okay with it?
I am too. I mean, I'm all for safety. So if this is going to make things safer, then, you know, more power to them. But the whole not so scary thing is the thing I'm torn on. I honestly think Disney's going to use this as an excuse to let people to, because they don't, I don't think they want adults coming in not so scary in costume anymore anyway, because too many of them go out there and spend $1,000 on ridiculous Disney character costumes and come in and, you know, start taking pictures with guests.
Listen, I told you my story back in, I want to say, 05, going to Star Wars weekends. There was a guy there who was Anakin Skywalker. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was full-blown, dead-on costume, everything. I mean, I myself saw him walking around and was like, oh my God, where's the meet and greet for this guy? And I saw a cast member talking to him, and because people were taking pictures with him.
Right.
He was like standing in front of Star Tours and everyone was lining up to take pictures with him. I think it's all, I love cosplay. I mean, I run a store where there's a lot of cosplay. So I like the idea, but I don't know if I want it in my Disney parks.
Yeah. I mean, it's confusing because because also like, let's say you're in an amazing costume of Aurora, like right. to the point where you look like you are the Aurora from the Magic Kingdom. And you're going around and you're walking with your friends and you're talking about, you know, getting drunk at Stacy's house last night. Like, that's why I think Disney might use this as an excuse to, if not ban the costumes for the adults, at least nip it to where you can't come as Disney characters anymore. But I don't know how you'd enforce that.
Well, I mean, it's a code of conduct. It's a dress code. There's tons of things you cannot wear into a Disney park. This is just another one.
Well, you know, they say no masks already. Like, they've already said no masks, and that's been the thing for a while now. But people wear masks. Like, there were a lot of Kylo Rens this year. Like, there were a lot of masks going around. Now I think you're going to start to see Disney be very, very strict about these rules. So if costumes are allowed, the mask thing is definitely not happening.
I mean, what if you come in, you know, semi-costume, you know, your black pants and, like, a T-shirt, and you have everything in your bag, and you go in the bathroom and you put that stuff on?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think now,
yeah, I mean, are
now a cast member or security person should stop you and be like, you know, take that mask off.
Right.
All right, so moving on. Do you have anything else you want to add to that? Oh, by the way, the way the metal detectors are right now, they are not everybody goes through them. There's only like one metal detector on each side. Like at the Magic Kingdom, there's like one on each entrance side. And you have to be like randomly selected for additional screening to go through it. I'm assuming that eventually everyone that goes through bag check will have to walk through one. But for right now, and here's the other thing. Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, Orlando, and SeaWorld all rolled out metal detectors on the same day.
Maybe they got like a Groupon.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's like a big deal going on and they all have to jump on it. Okay, so you can now get a one-day memory maker.
Really?
Yeah, which works for like those locals that are coming in like just for a day.
Yeah, that's cool. What's that cost?
$59 for...
Huh.
I mean, if you're getting... You have to get more than four pictures for it to be worth it.
Yeah, which if you're doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, in a day, how many memory maker photos do you think you rack up?
Right, a lot.
Exactly. So if you're going in for a day and you want the pictures, it's definitely worth it because I've looked at some of my pictures from Memory Maker and like, cause I've been like, oh, that's a nice one. But then I see like, it's $15 for a download of a picture.
Right.
You know? So I gotta say like, I'm a fan of it and I'm all about choices. So, you know, $169 for the normal and $59 for the, you know, the single day. So I'm all for it.
I would probably do that.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't imagine being in Disney World for one day, but you know what?
But a lot of locals do that. Like a lot of locals will be like, hey, my aunt and uncle are in town. I'm going to go for a day.
Right.
With my whole family. So, or some people that are just passing through, like it definitely does happen. Okay. Moving along, we've got some Disney Springs news. Morimoto Street Food has now opened, and that is the quick service location associated with Morimoto Asia.
Have you done it yet?
I have not. It just opened. It is quick service for $15 and under. Some of the things that you can get there are pork egg rolls, lo mein noodles, Asian green salad with duck, sushi rolls, and more. You could also get all different kinds of Asian beer.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited to try it. Also, the Ganachery has opened, which is a high-end chocolate shop. You know it's high-end because they put the little E at the end of the shop and the extra P.
Yeah, nice.
The shop A.
They went with the double P?
Double P-E.
Yeah.
So, I mean, apparently this is like some like Mondo chocolate here. Like it's like really high class stuff. They sell, I guess they give samples also, which means I'll be popping my head in every time I'm there. But
you a big chocolate guy?
Yeah, I'm a huge chocolate guy.
I mean, I know you like peanut butter a lot.
I love chocolate. Anytime you can put chocolate and peanut butter together. I love their like Reese's, but like they're not like the Reese's peanut butter cups. They're like chocolate bars that okay. are Reese's. They're really, really good. It's like the only candy I get.
Right.
But anyway, at this chocolate place, you can go in and oh, nice Reese's Pieces representing. You go in and the pieces are about an inch square. That inch square for one of them is $3.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was something you know what, you can get 12 for like $27 or something like that.
If it's really like strong and rich, I mean, you know, sometimes you don't need to eat a ton of something to get like a lot,
agreed.
Especially with chocolate.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Moving on, resort news. There is the Brunch at the Top will be available at the California Grill starting February the 7th. So this is going to be a brunch at the California Grill.
Okay.
You want to hear
I'm
about
a fan of brunch.
I'm a huge fan of brunch.
But I like brunch.
Yeah. So it starts at the 7th at the Contemporary Resort, California Grill, one of the best views you'll get on property at a restaurant. Priced at $80 for per adult and $48 okay. per child, 3 to 11.
Okay.
All right. You start out with breakfast pastries, which are served at the table, such as caramel apple monkey bread, Tillamook cheddar biscuits, and cranberry scones pecan with house-made jam and orange blossom honey butter. That sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds good. But you know the trick to a brunch, don't fill up on the bread products.
No. There will also be a Bloody Mary bar, as well as cocktails, craft beer, and a signature brunch cocktail. They're also going to have faux mimosas for the kids.
You mean famosas?
Famosas. It says here, a visit to the show kitchen lets guests interact with the culinary team while enjoying a sample of small plates, such as house-smoked orange honey ham, deviled Lake Meadow natural eggs, Greek yogurt with vanilla-scented granola and fresh berries, kale and apple salad, baby iceberg wedge with cherrywood bacon and avocado buttermilk ranch dressing, hardwood smoked salmon, California rolls with jumbo lump crab meat, spicy tuna rolls, and shrimp tempura with orange drizzle and mango. All very good. Main course is delivered tableside. I'm getting all this info from WDWMagic.com. So the tableside menu includes pan-fried buttermilk organic chicken cutlets with haricots, verts, tossed almonds, frisée beurre noisette, also sweet potato pancakes with caramelized heirloom apples, dried cranberry, and raisin compote, I don't know how you say that, custard warm Canadian maple syrup, Canadian representing, shrimp and grits, Gulf white shrimp with Tillamook cheddar grits, spicy tomato broth, Espelette spiced tomato ragout, I hate when I have to read off food.
I love when you read things.
I hate when I have to read off food because it's always French.
I love when things. I mean, I really do.
Ugh, I know you love it. All right, so
I love it. It makes me giggle. I'm always looking to see if Skype has a mute button. It's wonderful.
poached lobster Benedict with butter poached tail, two soft poached eggs, honey ham, yuzu hollandaise, and maple potato hash, chef's frittata with three Lake Meadow Farms eggs, Florida heirloom tomatoes, roasted poblanos, chorizo, creamy goat cheese, and marble potato hash, and grilled flat iron steak with soft poached eggs, chimichurri, marble potato hash, and charred red onions. And then you get dessert, which includes macaroons and chocolate truffles. You can make those reservations now you can make those reservations now online or call 407-WDW-DINE. All right, in Magic Kingdom news, the Diamond Horseshoe is now open every day.
Oh, wow.
For holiday week. Holiday week. It's open through January 2nd. It could be open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a quick service lunch and all you can eat table service dinner. The lunch is ham and cheese sandwich, chef salad, and barbecue turkey sandwich, while the dinner is the same as Liberty Tree Tavern. Pretty much. So
okay.
Roast turkey, pot roast, mac and cheese, vegetables, ham, stuffing, cranberries, the whole nine yards. The exact same menu as Liberty Tree Tavern. So, okay, not a lot of Magic Kingdom news this week. So, Epcot news. Baymax is now appearing in Epcot.
Wow, where?
It is a new Epcot character spot located in the former Interventions West.
Cool.
Yeah, so Baymax is a whole new spot, and it looks amazing. I can't wait to go meet him. Also, changes have been made to the Disney Visa PhotoPass location in Epcot. So those changes, basically, there's no more printouts. You used to be able to get a printout of your photos at the end of the day. Now you'd get a digital download. And, of course, that is only for Disney Visa credit card and debit card holders. And you can find it also at Interventions West, and it's always some combination of Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, or Pluto. By the way, when I went to the launch bay, one of the things that happened was, like, I went to get in the Disney Visa card photo location, waited for like 15 minutes, and then they told me that my debit card didn't count.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, you needed a credit card, which you can go sign up for right outside. Someone,
I know I told you last week, but I'm telling you, I think that's how it was originally in Magic Kingdom also.
Yeah.
And then they eventually switched it.
When you said it, like, I definitely think that it's just because it was just opening and the volume was going to be so crazy. And they don't have like a queue area for it. You're just kind of lined up in the middle of one of the art galleries. So they're definitely probably trying to control that line.
Right.
No DAC news this week, but we do have Disney's Hollywood Studios news, which is sponsored by thecookandwookie.com, which is a great, not Disney, but it's a great recipe blog where you can go. Tim Elbing is always sharing great recipes you can make at home. Thecookandwookie.com, that's thecookandwookie.com. Okay, so the Symphony in the Stars fireworks schedule has been released for the month of January, basically. So how are you seeing it, is the question. January 1st through 3rd, the show continues to go on at 11 p.m., as it is this week, and for the rest of this year. January 4th to 8th, it will be at 10 p.m., and then starting on January 9th through the 30th, it will be at 8 p.m., there have been no dates announced past January 30th. But I'm sure it'll still be there.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It'll definitely. Well, they're not going to stop. You're going to be there for Seasons of the Forest. Like, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think that might be what we have to do together when you're here.
Yeah, I can't wait for
it. Just experience the launch bay. I'll be your launch bay tour guide since I'll know where everything is. All right, folks, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weigert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weigert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weigert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse.
Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookandwookie.com. The Cook and Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table. Tim Elbing is our Wookie host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookie win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookandwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you. Folks, we here at WDPN love Disney, and that should come as no surprise to anyone. But we never lose sight of the fact that the entire Disney universe sprung forth from the mind of one man. Walter Elias Disney and his tireless quest to create magic has inspired all of us for decades upon decades. But there's so much we can learn from a man like Walt Disney, who so embodies the ideas of chasing your dreams and daring to believe. And perhaps Walt's greatest accomplishment and journey was the creation of his ultimate dream, Disneyland. But how can you apply the shining examples this man set on his way to creating a landmark that has stood for six decades to your own life? You can find out in The Wisdom of Walt, Leadership Lessons from the Happiest Place on Earth, a new book written by college professor Jeffrey Barnes. Jeff examines the incredible journey Walt undertook to create Disneyland and the lessons he garnered from years of hard work and American ingenuity. He encapsulates it perfectly and then shows you how to apply this to your own daily life. Furthermore, he examines what the park means to the Disney universe, the United States, and the entire world, showcasing what can happen when a dream truly becomes immortal and outlives the man who created it. What better way to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Disneyland than by reliving the adventurous, real-life endeavor of a man who dared to dream the impossible and brought so much joy into our lives as a result, and then apply his journey to your own life in the end. To pick up your autographed copy of The Wisdom of Walt, visit thewisdomofwalt.com or download the ebook copy from the Amazon Kindle store and start applying the wisdom of Walt to your life today.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Gentlemen, what's closed up for Christmas?
There's magic in the air this evening, magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, when people love and care. The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
Folks, it is the Christmas season everywhere, and everywhere includes Walt Disney World. And that begs the question, what is Walt Disney World like on Christmas Day? And I know I've wondered this, and Pete, you've wondered this a couple times, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's something that Pete and I are probably never going to see. Even me living down here, I am absconding away back to the polluted shores of New Jersey come this Wednesday, and I will stay there until the 31st. So I'm going to be missing out on Christmas and, you know, Disney Christmas. Pete, you're never going to do it. We thought we were never going to be able to know on the show how to experience this. But luckily, we have some friends, a part of our Two Men and the Mouse family, who have experienced it and have experienced it for now well over a decade. So that is why this week, for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are talking about Christmas Day in Walt Disney World. And this week's e-ticket attraction is brought to you by Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping. For those of you that are looking to get that Disney merchandise that you just can't find online, you can't find it in any retail store, park-specific stuff that is only available inside a Disney park, check out wishesanddreamsshopping.com. Send a message and they will get right to work for you guys, finding the very best park-exclusive merchandise. That's wishesanddreamsshopping.com. Then we have two guests. First is Nick White and his cousin Katie Nelson. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's hey, so great everybody. To be- it is.
We're glad to have you guys on. So you guys have been going for Christmas every year for 11 years now, you said?
This will be our 11th year. Yeah. Wow. I think I was a senior. I was a senior in college when we started, and now I'm finishing up my PhD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so you how did this start? Like how old were you guys when this whole thing began?
I don't remember exactly how old I was, but we have my little brother. We have two younger cousins. One of them's my brother and then another one's my cousin. And I mean, they were little. And my grandmother just decided, she said, you know, y'all aren't going to remember all these different gifts that we're getting you and all this stuff. So why don't we just do something different and something that you will remember, you know, years from now. So they decided for us to go to Disney World, and that would be a fun thing for our family to do. And on Christmas Day, 12 of us fly out and
wow.
go to Disney World.
So where do you guys, like, do you guys have do you stay in the same resort each time?
We usually vary. We rarely vary from Pop Century. We're a value resort family.
Right.
So we have stayed at Art of Animation, and we've also stayed at a couple of the all-star resorts. But we like Pop Century because the bus system, it has its own bus system,
right.
unlike all-star. And also Art of Animation, the value rooms there are pretty spread out and pretty far away from the buses. And it's a
right.
can be kind of a hike to get there if you get the wrong room. So we've sort of stuck pretty close to Pop Century.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Pete, any questions on that?
No, I would think that many people, you have to go value resort.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, there's no other option really.
Either that or stay in like one of like the big family suites at like Art of Animation or something like that.
Right, right.
So now, like, do you guys do any decorating in the rooms?
No, we haven't. The
not
first
typically.
The first time that we went, the very first year, we did not have any sort of like dining. We didn't do the food plan. And so we mailed all of our sort of Christmas candy that my mother and my aunt makes to our rooms.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we ate that. It was kind of a mess because some of it, especially the divinity, that's sort of very tacky and it just sort of melted and got kind of yucky. So after that year, we did we started doing the food plan.
The dining plan.
Everyone, yeah.
Right. So now, like, do you guys like so? Walk me through like a typical Christmas morning. So you guys wake up. Do you guys do gifts with each other like that day? Do you guys even do gifts being in Disney?
No, we do a Christmas party beforehand, like probably a week earlier. Like we did a Christmas party where we played games and played Dirty Santa, if you've ever played that. And we have
folks for those of you so that your imaginations don't go somewhere. It's also known as Yankee Swap. It's basically where you trade Christmas gifts to each other.
Right. Exactly.
And you can steal and stuff like that.
Yeah. My family does that too.
Yeah.
And so then that's what we do. And so we don't really exchange gifts on Christmas Day. We're all coming from different places. We used to fly out of the Jackson Airport in Mississippi on Southwest, but Southwest stopped carrying, stopped going through Jackson. And so now we go and we fly out of Birmingham.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that Southwest doesn't do those direct flights anymore.
Yeah. So they do it Birmingham now. They still do it Birmingham. And so we drive out there the night on Christmas Eve and we rent some motel rooms like close to the airport.
Okay.
And sort of just all pile in there and then wake up and the next morning and off to the airport. We usually have matching T-shirts.
Oh, that's
yeah. We always have matching T-shirts the first day. And like this year we fly out at 6:30 in the morning. So.
Like with my family, like my grandmother always buys like matching pajamas for everyone. So and we get those on Christmas Eve. When do you guys do the reveal of your shirt? Like, is it like a big deal? Is it like a big reveal or is it
Christmas party? It's at the Christmas party.
So do you guys have your shirts for this year already?
We do. Yes. We do. What color blue is that those shirts are this year, Katie?
They're like a, I don't know. They're not navy blue, but they're not like sky blue. Cool. Yeah, they're a deep blue. I like them.
Well, I mean, shades of blue notwithstanding. Is there like a Disney like logo or like character picture or something on it?
Last year we had all of our names on the back, and then we had like Disney Family Celebration on the front. Not usually logo heavy. We did want to do one year where we had on the back of the T-shirts all sort of a family member's name and what character, Disney character, they were most like. But
that's cool. Who were you guys?
Well, I was Goofy, and Katie was Sleeping Beauty because it's hard for her to get up in the morning.
Nice.
That is a good reason.
Yes. Or narcoleptic.
Yes, exactly.
So, like, for me, like, for my family, I know, and for Pete's family, too, Christmas is like there's so many traditions that have to be upheld. So like going for 11 years, like already you guys have been doing this for over a decade. Are there traditions that have kind of sprung out? Like, do you eat at breakfast at the same place? Do you like, are there certain restaurants you have to go to on Christmas Day? Like what does that day kind of like consist of?
Usually Christmas Day, the place that we usually go to is whatever park has the extra magic hours, because we're not getting there quite. We haven't ever gotten there quite as early as we have this time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this time we're flying out at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, this time we usually get there in the afternoon, evening time. And so we go wherever the extra magic hours are. This year, I think the extra magic hours when we fly in will be at Epcot. But I think since we're getting there so early, we're going to go to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, so you're going to have a very Star Wars Christmas then this year.
Yes, I cannot wait. I've already informed my family, who are not big Star Wars fans, that I am waiting in line to see Chewbacca and Darth Vader, and they can just like it or lump it.
get there early would be my recommendation, because, like, I mean, the day I went, I was pretty lucky. I only waited like 20 minutes for each of them. But since the movies come out, like, I've been seeing neon signs like on random Wednesdays that have been like, Hollywood Studios parking lot is full, please park at Epcot.
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to go back to your traditions. One place that we always eat is Cape May Cafe.
Oh, yeah. My heart.
Yeah, we love the buffet there. We're a very buffet friendly family.
Dinner?
We are. Yeah, we go for dinner.
Yeah.
All of our reservations that we get usually our dinner reservations, because we get up early in the morning and do our thing that morning, and then we'll eat lunch in the park or come back to the hotel, eat lunch, and get ready for that night and go to our dining reservation. And then we take advantage of like nighttime life at Disney. We don't really, I don't know. We don't do like the midday because it's so crowded, especially during this time of year. It's so crowded because kids are everywhere. And so we usually try to take advantage of the nightlife.
That was my next question, is on Christmas Day in the parks, like what are the crowds like?
Oh, it's
insane.
Yeah. You have to, you don't really sort of navigate the crowd in as much as the crowd kind of navigates you.
Right. It's like getting swept up in the EAC.
Yeah. You just sort of go along with it.
Right. And you stay away. You try to, especially during the day, you need to try to stay away from Magic Kingdom. Cause I guess everybody thinks like, that's where they need to celebrate their Christmas celebration, is at Magic Kingdom.
And Magic Kingdom has got the best Christmas decorations of any of the parks.
Really, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I
feel like as far as the crowds go, has My Magic Plus and the ability to create fast passes ahead of time helped with this? Like, helped you guys be able to, go on more attractions? On days like Christmas Day where it's so packed?
Yes and no.
Yes.
I think like the ability to schedule the fast passes so far in advance allows us to kind of plan our trip, and we're going to know what park we're in each day and sort of what are the top three things that we're definitely going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I don't like about the Fast Pass Plus is, or the Magic Bands, is that we only get three, and back in the olden days of the fast passes, you could get more.
But you still can get more. You can only just make those three.
Like, that's true.
By the time it's time for you to make your fourth, you're not getting anywhere near Soarin' or Test Track.
That's true.
Right. And we also don't like how, at Epcot, you can't get Soarin' and Test Track. You have to choose one or the other. We cannot stand that in our family.
I don't like it either, but I understand why they do it.
Yeah, right.
I understand it. I just don't like it.
I don't understand why Living with the Land is in tier one. And that bothers me, because now there's a wait for Living with the Land constantly.
Have either of y'all ever done the Behind the Scenes tour there?
Pete, have you ever done that?
No, I always want to, but I think I have to wait for the kids to get a little more old.
I mean, I'm definitely thinking about doing it because it is so inexpensive.
It's great, and also they educate you more on what the miracle berries are there. It sounds like something out of Willy Wonka, but it's really cool.
Right. Do you guys do any tours when you're there for Christmas?
We haven't yet. The Behind the Scenes tour is the only one that we've ever done, just because of the price point was so good.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's like a $12 tour or something.
Yeah. It's like a $12 tour. Yeah. And, we do the economy trip. I have to say, like, we keep everything very, low budget.
Where are you guys eating on Christmas Day this year?
Kona Cafe at the Poly. That's where we're eating for dinner.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. What made you guys choose that?
We've never been there before, and we like to go to different. We try to do different restaurants each year, except for we keep our staple at Cape May.
You know what's funny? I once knew a guy who made an ADR for Kona Cafe for his Disney trip, and his really good friend yelled at him about it and said. And said, "Oh, Kevin, you're never going to want to go there. Like, why would you do that? Why would you make an ADR?" Pete, do you remember this young?
Of course I do.
Yeah, do you remember this conversation?
Lord, I feel like we stepped into a minefield.
This is the trip where he also yelled at me about staying in the pirate rooms. So, he was like, "Kona Cafe."
Well, listen, I love Kona Cafe. I've eaten there a million times, but to me, you were eating right next to Ohana.
Well, I couldn't get Ohana. That was the point of the Kona Cafe.
It worked out for you.
It did work out. It worked out in the end. But okay, so I mean, do they put anything special on them? Like, when Pete went for Thanksgiving, they had like turkey and stuff like that at Caribbean Beach. Like, do they have special Christmas ham or anything like that at any of these places, or is it just the
menus? I don't remember ham or anything. I do know that at the Pop Century and at maybe the other resorts on Christmas Day, they have someone out in the lobby handing out free cookies and lemonade.
Really?
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
That is nice.
also, each family, since we do the dining plan, we have four families. So each family gets to choose a restaurant because we stay for 5 nights. So each family gets to choose a restaurant to eat at for our table service meal. And so, and then we have the one that we all agree upon, Cape May.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose my family, as for my pick for my family, I chose Shudders because I heard about it on the show. So I wanted to try it out.
Oh, Pete, did you talk about that? Because I never talked about that.
That's where we had our Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, who's actually in charge of being the one to coordinate ADRs?
My mother.
That would be Katie's.
That's
mom.
My mother.
Okay.
Yeah,
so your mother is the Peter Mandel of your trip.
Yeah, she's the one.
She is in charge. Large and in charge.
I like that.
It's got to be so daunting. Like, Pete, have you ever, like, coordinated for a group that large of a dozen people?
No, 8 is the biggest that I've done.
Like, it's for you guys to get a reservation together has got to be really hard.
Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
It's okay. Sometimes we're split up. Like, it might be like, you know, a certain number here and a certain number here. And sometimes, you know, we get lucky and we're all together, but, you know, very rare we're all together. But
yeah,
I mean, we make it work
just for Cape May Cafe.
Yeah,
Cape May, we're always together. In the back corner, they always put us at the same table for some reason.
That makes sense.
I remember when I had 8, a lot of times because I still called and made a bunch of my ADRs that way. And they told me, I'll say 3 or 4 times, that they might have to separate us, like do 4 and 4 or something like that. And I was okay with that, but they never ended up doing it. We were good every time, but they do tell you, you know, they might have to do this.
Right, because having an 8 top or having a 12 top at that point, I mean, like, that's got to be a daunting task, especially on a day where there's such volume coming through the parks.
Right, absolutely.
So this year you guys are doing Christmas at Hollywood Studios. So what fast passes do you have for Christmas Day?
Tower of Terror.
The Frozen Show. Okay. And what's the other, Nick?
You know, the Frozen Show I think might actually be pretty Christmassy.
Yeah,
Frozen Show is awesome.
I think, did we say we didn't do Star Tours because it never has a line?
It's going to have a line on Christmas Day after Force Awakens came out.
Yeah, it's
going to
have a line on Christmas Day, yeah. And I don't think it's Star Tours, but it's not Rock
is it
and
the
Roller.
Is it the Great Movie Ride? It
might be the Great
Movie
Ride.
No, I know what it is, Nick. It's Toy Story Mania.
Oh,
Toy Story Mania.
The obvious one. I was going to say Great Movie Ride would have been a good one to have because I feel like that one's going to have a really long wait on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why, but...
You've seen it since the TCM update, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, and I'm excited about that.
Well, I mean, you know, if you were ever like, boy, this host talks a lot, then you're going to be happy because the host doesn't talk nearly as much as they used to because now the Turner Classic Movie guy talks for most of it.
Okay. Peter Osborne?
Yes, that's him, Peter Osborne.
Yeah.
The one thing I do like, though, is they've updated like the queue line movie for it, which I think...
Oh, that's good.
That's why like I never mind waiting in line for a long period of time for that one, because if you're in that movie with that room with the big screen, you know, you're good. You're golden.
Right.
So, I mean, trying to think... So have you guys planned out, like do you guys go so hardcore as to be like, we know we're having breakfast here, we know we're going to have quick service lunch here, or do you guys just kind of take that on the fly? For a day
we
like
take that.
That
we take that on the fly, and we sometimes sort of know kind of loosey goosey if we're going to do lunch in the park, kind of what restaurants we like at Animal Kingdom. We really like the restaurant where you get the barbecue. I can't remember.
Flame Tree Barbecue.
We really like Flame Tree Barbecue, and the place in Hollywood Studios over there by TOT. The sort of place where you can get chicken nuggets
Fairfax.
And stuff.
Yeah, Fairfax Fair.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay for like to nab something. One thing we're really looking forward to is the carrot cake cookie that has just completely.
You never tried it.
We've never tried it, and this year I'm so excited to try the carrot cake cookie.
We might do that Christmas Day.
Yeah. I heard it's the second greatest snack ever made.
I was just going to say number 2 highest rated snack in all of Walt Disney World, Peter Mandel.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Believe it or not.
I don't know where that was rated, but someone's going to tell me eventually.
I'm telling you, they say it everywhere.
I just need to find some of those places.
You know, you can get it in more than one place now. Like, you can get it in more than just the Writer's Stop now. Someone told me recently there's a second place to get it. I don't remember where they said.
Oh, nice.
Well, it looks like it's heading for number 1.
Yeah. Now, here's a question. Do you guys do Disney Springs at all while you're down for the Christmas season?
Yes, love Disney Springs.
We actually have, that's my cousin's pick for her restaurant. She picked Splitsville. We like to go and bowl and
just Splitsville's
do something
nice.
A little more relaxing. Yeah, and they have very good food.
Yeah.
Do they, I've never actually been in there. I've heard a lot of people that I know, like a lot of cast members that I know go there a lot because they get like ridiculous discounts at Splitsville. Yeah. So
make sure you're in good heart health before you have one of the big burgers.
Oh, really?
Ginormous.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
they're
God.
Huge burgers.
Pete,
very
I think
good health.
Pete, I think I'm sold on Splitsville now.
Now, can you bowl, Kevin? That's the question.
Oh, can I bowl? Can I bowl? I don't know. I haven't done it.
We're bowling this year. We bowled last year, too. It was girls against guys, and the girls won. But this year, the guys were coming back strong. We're coming back.
You guys have been practicing all year to get back into this.
If practicing, you mean just watching clips on YouTube, then sure.
Yeah,
that's more practice than I've ever done to bowl.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe a little wee bowling. You'll be all set.
Yeah.
The way.
Do you guys get like so hardcore where you have like the bowling glove?
No, we don't have bowling glove.
But we are very competitive.
We are very
See, now that sounds like an awesome Christmas trip tradition.
I agree.
Like, you guys could keep an annual tally of, like, who's ahead in the series.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That is cool now that I really think about it.
Yeah.
So, do you guys always do girls versus guys, or was that just last year?
Do what? I'm sorry?
Girls versus guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just started last year, and that's just how...
Yeah, last year was our first year to try it out, and we loved
and the girls,
it. So.
The girls have the advantage because they have a lot of softball players on their side.
Ah.
Oh, and so throwing that ball, and they're used to that, and so the rest
of
us...
I hope they're not windmilling the bowling ball down the lane.
Well... say you don't want to get behind my mother when she chunks the ball.
Now here's another question. Do you guys bother with characters during that week? Because with it being so massive, the one line that I know is always going to be huge are lines for characters, and they typically do not have the interactive queue. So do you stand in line for characters when you're there on a week that is that busy, or do you just kind of forego those?
We did at the beginning when we first started going, and Dalton and Miss Taylor were much younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, like, we saw Cinderella, we saw...
And we did all the character meals then.
All the characters. I remember when Power Rangers were big, and we went to Hollywood Studios and drug Dalton around to meet every single
Power Ranger
the color wheel. Everyone.
Pete got to meet the Yellow Ranger.
That's right.
Because it had the shortest line.
I only needed one.
Yeah, that's very true. I miss when the Power Rangers would come out because they had like that big awesome that big awesome thing. Are you guys going to try to catch the Christmas parade and fireworks while you're there?
Oh yeah, but I think we will. But also Christmas when they do this is probably true for non Christmas times, but the best time to ride the mountain rides, Big Thunder, Splash and Space is during fireworks or parade.
Yeah, I agree.
The best time to ride Big Thunder is the fireworks. That's like my favorite time at Disney is riding Big Thunder when the fireworks are exploding in the sky. It's amazing.
Oh, I had a couple friends who I was there with recently, and they stopped to watch Festival of Fantasy, and I'm like, "What are you doing? No, we're going to Splash Mountain right now."
Right.
Because
you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like, you know, Pete, wouldn't you say that, like, I know for, like, you or for me, I feel like if I was there for Christmas with my whole family, there'd have to be, like, a Mickey picture.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, if I was there for Christmas, now, granted, different situation, but if I was there for Christmas, I almost wouldn't plan on even doing too much on the actual day just because I would anticipate it being a madhouse. So I would have, you know, my three fast passes, and I'd have to get, like, an awesome castle picture and an awesome, you know, Mickey picture.
Right. I mean, you know, which is funny because, like, someone had told me recently that Christmas Day is not so terrible, but the remainder of the week is awful.
The closer you get to New Year's
is
really what's bad to me.
Well, yeah, you guys, have you guys ever done New Year's Eve there?
No, we've always left.
That was Pete's wheelhouse. And
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that was my, let me just keep doing that unless I come up with something better. Mm-hmm. That was not, I don't want to say it wasn't fun because it was wonderful and it gave me a wife because I got engaged on that trip. But man, that was not optimal you know, Disney vacationing. I'll say that.
But now, Pete, do you feel like if you had gone, like if back then you were able to make your three Fast Pass selections, so you knew you were getting on three big rides during the day, do you think that would have helped?
Well, I mean, that's three more, you know, it's three things I would have been able to do. You know, I went to Epcot, which was actually really fun, like late in the day, but early in the day, I mean, they shut the entrance so fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by 10 o'clock, like they were not letting anyone else in. And I just.
Is that something you guys have to combat, like red flagging?
Yeah, like I think we've rarely gone to Magic Kingdom
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. That's just, we sort of avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, they shut it down just like Pete was talking about with Epcot. I can't remember a time that we've been on Christmas Day that they haven't shut down Magic Kingdom early. Like, you know, not allowing any more guests to come in.
Red flag, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Pete, is that the point you were trying to make, that like you gotta get in quick?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you gotta know what you're getting into. You know, and really it's that whole couple days heading up to New Year's Eve also. Because we were there, I guess, we got there on the 29th. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact date. But it was, crazy, like, heading towards it.
Yeah, so. I think managing expectations is key. And also, I think if you're a first-time Disney traveler, you probably don't want to pick this week to come.
No, this is for, like, this should be, like, seasoned veterans only.
Yeah, it should, because it's all about patience. Yeah.
If you pick this week as your first time, you might not want to come back because you're probably going to have a bad experience because you just don't know what you're doing.
I mean, you guys do this every year, but this is typically not your only Disney trip per year, right?
Right. Yeah. Katie has some other family on her dad's side who normally go during the summer. And they sometimes invite me.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah. They let me tag along. And we go then. During the summertime.
See, like, if you're able to do it that way, I feel like that's the way to do it. You're going to go the one week of the year where it's going to be super duper crazy, but an amazing experience. And then you go another week of the year where it's going to be a bit more laid back.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Which is great because, like, if you're going in, like, July, like, compared to Christmas week, July's got to feel like a cakewalk.
Oh, it is. Yeah, totally.
When I was there in July, I was just kind of like, I hate this. Like, yeah, just cause the crowd level.
Well, you have the heat, too, to deal with.
True.
In July, the humidity and all of that. But we were looking at the weather this year, and it's going to be up in the 80s in Disney.
Yeah, Florida's been having one of the hottest Decembers in recent memory right now. Well, I mean, so is everywhere. It's all El Nino's fault.
Yeah.
We've been at Disney World at Christmas time where we've had to, you know, wear lots of coats and sweaters and scarves. I mean, we've been there at Christmas time when it's been very cold, so it's really nice that it's going to be in the 80s.
Right? Yeah, same trip I was talking about. It was 32 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, it was cold.
You're so bundled up, you don't really even need a seatbelt when you get on Space Mountain.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, I was with our friends, the Lawson family, the other night, and we did a Christmas resort tour on the monorail. And I mean, it was the first time I wore a coat since I've been down here, and that was only down in like the low 60s, like high 50s, low 60s. So I can't imagine it being like that cold down here.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to pack when it's not that cold. Mm.
Pete, we may experience that when you're here.
I hope I'm wearing shorts and t-shirts.
It'll be the dead of winter.
But I like cold. I mean, I'm still wearing shorts and t-shirts.
You have no idea how upset I am that it's going to be 75 degrees when I'm back home in New Jersey.
It is a little weird.
Like, I'm super upset because, like, I was looking forward to the Christmas cold.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, we're used to that in Mississippi. We don't really get a Christmas cold.
Well, I used to be used to that. Now I live in Nebraska, so.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cornhuskin.
Yeah.
Okay, so, guys, would you, like, so if somebody was planning on going for this week for the first time, what would your advice be being, you know, doing this now 11 times?
I would say first thing is make sure you know when the park hours are and know what park is doing extra magic.
Take advantage of that.
Right. And that's probably number one, I would say. Last year and years before, they've done it usually the day or the day after. They've kept Magic Kingdom open to 3 a.m. And they're not doing it this year. And that's sort of a bummer because that was sort of like prime riding time where you could really sort of ride Space Mountain over and over, sort of between 2 and 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, we would always come in early and take a nap and then get up and go eat dinner and then stay out all night at Magic Kingdom. And we loved it, but we were really disappointed when we checked and they weren't doing that this year.
I would say also go ahead and do the dining plan and have have like some reservations at some good restaurants and whatever restaurant, wherever it happens to be, to sort of plan your day around that.
Sounds good.
And also, I think it can't be stressed enough. We already said it beforehand. Have patience and remember that the Disney cast members are not there to make your life more difficult, but they are sort of working at a very high stress time and usually doing their jobs pretty well. And just to remember to be nice to them, because a lot of them are working on Christmas Day. Also, make sure you may want to invest in portable chargers for your phone, even though there are some charging areas for your phone, just because in those long wait lines, it's nice to be able to play games on your phone.
Yeah, and one other thing you can do if you don't have a portable charger, if you bring your actual charger in, you can go to guest relations and you can valet your phone or tablet or device there, and they will give you a little valet ticket to get it back at the end of at the end of the charging.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like one of those little things that nobody really knows about, but I do it all the time.
Oh.
Pete, any advice that you could give having been there for a holiday?
No, I was going to say stay away, but it is kind of fun and magical. But no, I just think it's such a cool, you can't go into it thinking you're a do everything.
Right.
It's almost like dealing with your, you know, regular Disney goer who gets so much done in each day and kind of wants to gangbusters, you know, the entire park. Can't do that at the holiday time.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have such a large family too. Like, we just like to go and experience it together. We're a very funny family. We're very curious, you know, and it's just fun to sort of interact with different people. And we just, you know, it's all in how you look at it, I suppose.
Great. Pete, anything else you wanted to ask about?
No, this is pretty informative. I'm going to get a portable charger.
You definitely should.
I was also going to say, back when we were talking about, y'all were talking about the picture, you'd say every year it should be a tradition, take a picture with Mickey or whatever. We're actually going to try out the Memory Maker this year and see how that goes. So we might actually get pictures with different characters and stuff like that.
You should definitely
unlike
do
what
it.
Normally do.
Absolutely. All right, so guys, anything else you wanted to add?
No, thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. It was really, really, really nice to have you guys on sharing this. Because this is, honestly, that's an experience that I feel like most people aren't going to do. You know, it's something that most people aren't going to experience. But if somebody has it in the back of their minds, maybe with this week's episode, we've been able to, you know, kind of steer them in the right direction.
Yeah.
I would say if you're going to try it, that you might want to try it with a family that's already done it before. So you might, you know, and then in the future, if you wanted to try doing it by yourself, like with your own family, then go for it. But
are you inviting the listeners, like all the listeners of our show, to come along with you guys?
We will be wearing Periwinkle blue t-shirts on Christmas Day. So please come.
We will.
We love it.
We will be there.
All right. Awesome. Well, if there's nothing else to add, then that's going to do it for 2 Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It was really, really a thrill having you guys on here. And, you know, we hope you guys have a really awesome Christmas in Walt Disney World.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2menandthemouse. We're on Twitter at 2menandthemouse. The White Dragon Podcast Network is, of course, on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter at White Dragon PN. We're also on Instagram at White Dragon PN. And, of course, always check out our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/2menandthemouse, where you can always talk Disney with us all day, every day. If you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@2menandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please, folks, do us the honor of sharing it. Put it out on your Twitter feed. Put it out on your Facebook. Put it out on your Facebook. Share it with a friend, a family member. Rate it and review it in iTunes. That helps us out so much. Helps the show be found by more people and just helps get the word out more. So, folks, if you love Peter Mandel and his great comic book store here, Rogue Comics, you can check him out at Cranford, New Jersey, at 105 North Union Avenue,
Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or head to roguecomics.com, where you can always find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney park throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please, folks, look up our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weigert of Magical Travel, who can always be found on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him, dave@magicaltravel.com. And, folks, if you are looking to plan the to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, please check out Jeff Barnes and his book, The Wisdom of Walt. You can find it. It all details the journey that Walt Disney made to create Disneyland and how you can apply these lessons to your own daily life. If you're looking for park-specific merchandise that you can't find on any website, any app, any Disney retail store, please check out Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping. You can always find them at wishesanddreamsshopping.com. Send them a message. Get your exclusive merchandise, event merchandise, anything you're looking for, folks, that cannot be found online, cannot be found anywhere else, only in the Disney parks. You have access to it from wherever you are. Again, that's wishesanddreamsshopping.com. And for the foodie in your life, folks, please check out thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie. For all your recipe needs. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us again, folks, this and every week. Nick, any closing words?
Not really.
I mean, you're putting Nick on the spot.
I know. Well, now Katie's been prepared. Katie, any closing words?
May the force be with you.
Anything, Katie?
I don't think so. I don't have anything.
Pete, any closing words?
No, I have no closing words.
No, you get so anti-closing words all the time. I never understand it.
You put everyone on the spot with this.
I do. I love it. It's actually one of those like twisted things that I really just get a lot of happiness out of. All right, folks. Please keep the magic alive every day of your lives. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.